Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating 19 years of our show, 17 years of our newsletter. Two milestones this week that we're celebrating, and we couldn't have done it without our good friend Pete Sepp. He's been right here almost all the way. He joined us within a few months of going on the air, and he's been an abiding supporter of ours ever since. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, encouraging you to support. Pete, tell us a little bit about NTU.
We were founded way back in 1969 by a guy named Jim Davidson, who thought at the time that, I don't want to work in party politics anymore. I want an organization that represents taxpayers 100% of the time. He couldn't find one in the Washington, D.C. phone book that he could call and join, so he decided in a phone booth near DuPont Circle to form his own.
Well, that's kind of what I did. You know, I looked around for a show that would talk to small business owners every day, and I said, if somebody else is doing it, I won't. But nobody was doing it, and so I did.
And thank God you did. This is a great program. Yeah. You know, Jim, people need to realize, your listeners, you don't get this kind of quality discussion on many national radio programs focused towards small business people and the issues they care about. You wouldn't find that kind of detail, that level of discussion in most national programs.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and that is the truth. This isn't NPR, that's for sure. I did an NPR interview the other day, and it was different. They invited me on to talk about the Department of Labor overtime rules, and it was interesting. I was up against a union guy. And they let him filibuster a pretty good bit before they shut him off. So, okay, I want to talk about other kinds of tax reform that we should maybe be able to see from a Trump administration with a House and Senate on the Republican side. And I'm talking about corporate tax, especially the overseas, the repatriating some of those earnings overseas. Do you see that happening? Do you see some of that money? You see them doing reform so that money can come back without being taxed again?
Yeah, definitely so.
A moratorium, a window of opportunity, whatever they might call it.
Yeah, they could call it opening a repatriation window, and perhaps the money comes back in the country. They might pay a tax rate of 5 or 7%. Just getting that money back into the U.S. domestic economy, I think, would be a tremendous shot in the arm. Democrats actually support a number of repatriation plans, especially those on the Senate Finance Committee. So you probably have a bipartisan opportunity to get something done here. My biggest concern would be that this money comes back and it's taxed and it gets spent on a bunch of make-work projects. Trump, of course, has called for that on his own, and we need to guard against just squandering that money.
Well, that's exactly right. What we need is for corporate America to come back to the marketplace, Pete. For 8 years, corporate America has been MIA in the marketplace. They have not invested in the marketplace. They've basically just been giving lip service to the marketplace, and they've been spending their money on what I call financial capitalism, borrowing money and spending money on acquiring, consolidating industries, buying back their shares, and doing other things to hold their share price up without investing in the marketplace. We need them to come back to the marketplace, Pete.
Yes, absolutely. And that's really the definition of a sustainable economy. If we're looking for strong economic growth over the long term, that's one of the things that has to happen. Otherwise, we're just going to chug along at a percent and a half, maybe 2% a year, when we really should be doing 3.5%.
Don't you think that's going to be one of the great things that's going to happen in the next 4 years? Is we're going to have a government that's embarrassed about our current economic conditions.
Right. Rather than saying, "Well, this is the new normal, folks."
This is as good as you can get. Yeah, get used to it. trade. I'm a little worried about trade. Mr. Trump's. Are you concerned about that? Do you think? And I got 30 seconds. Do you think he'll soften on his trade talks?
We think that there's an opening here and there.
That's where I disagree with him. I disagree with him on trade.
Yeah, and we do too, pretty strongly. We think that if he has sensible advisors surrounding him, they'll say, okay, if you have a problem with particular trade agreements, engage, negotiate,
yeah,
don't walk away.
I agree with him about he's right about not having good negotiators.
Yeah.
We have horrible trade negotiators, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't negotiate trade deals.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey,
exactly.
Pete, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Check him out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, celebrating 19 years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.